A person came to Socrates with a very juicy news. It was something related to one of the acquaintances of Socrates. The man was excited to share the news. But before he could say anything, Socrates asked him, "Wait, I need to apply 3 filter tests before you tell me the news. It's an interesting gossip, it's an interesting news. But before you tell me, I need to apply 3 filter test. First, the news that you are going to share with me, is it true?" The man said, "I'm not sure. I just heard it from somewhere." "Okay, so the news that you are going to share with me is true or untrue? That is, not sure. The second test, let's apply the second test. Is it good news or bad news? Is it going to do some good to me?" The man said, "No, rather it is the opposite. So wait, do not share the news with me." "Okay, so the news which you are going to share with me, you are not sure whether it is true or untrue. Second, it is not a very good news. Let's apply the 3rd filter test. Is it useful to me? If I hear that news, will it help me?" The man said, "Rather, it's not a very helpful news." So Socrates said, "Then don't tell me that news. I'm least interested in listening to such news which are not true, which are not good, and which are useless." This is called 3rd filter test. Whatever that we hear, apply these 3 tests. First, is it true or untrue? Because most of the interesting news juicy news, gossips, more often than not, are untrue, rumors. You have heard them from somebody. The second test is it going to do me any good? If I fill myself with unnecessary, wasteful, and negativity, such negative news, automatically my emotions, my feelings, my thoughts would move in that direction. The third is it useful? What is the utility of this news? What is the utility of this information? There are many things in this world which you should learn. But one man cannot learn everything. If I join 10 courses, probably I may not become perfect in any one of them. Every person has been given a particular work. You cannot become special in everything. You cannot achieve perfection or skill or mastery in every subject. Every human being has some speciality. But if I think I have to master every subject, I have to learn every art, then what will happen? I want to learn medicine also. I want to learn engineering also. I want to learn law also. I want to learn IT also. All departments I should be knowing. I must be knowing gardening also, this also, that also. I want to learn everything. This will create anxiety, disturbance. What I have to learn, that also I have to filter. I have to decide. I have to think. So the most important thing is this filtering. Thought filtering technique. So today, we will see 5 new hacks, tips, tricks, gimmicks, techniques, whatever you call them. The first technique for divine alignment, for Shivmanabha, is Swaman activation. What is Swaman? Swaman is nothing but spiritual self-respect. Swaman is nothing but higher consciousness. Imagine a child in a family. His father, his mother, its mother is dead, and father left that child under the care of somebody, and father left and never made a contact with that child. Now that child suffers from abuse, maltreatment, mistreatment. Everybody treats that child like a slave. The child is not given good education. There are other children in the family, and they all are relatives. But the child's father is not there. Now that child is abused, traumatized. And years of abuse and years of trauma, what sort of personality is created? A personality which is full of self-doubt, lack of confidence, diffident, fearful. Anybody comes and shouts at that person. No initiative. A very traumatic childhood leads to a disturbed personality. Swaman is exactly opposite of all this. Swaman is self-confidence. Swaman is self-worth. Soman is giving value to oneself. Soman is F-L-Y. F-L-Y. First love yourself. Soman is opposite of inferiority complex. Self-doubt. It's higher consciousness. It is self-esteem. It is loving oneself, respecting oneself, understanding oneself, coming back to one's original primordial self. We need to activate this Soman. Who am I? I am an elevated soul. I am a spiritual soul. I am a spiritual point of light. I am richest. I am highest. I am purest. I am here as a motivator, as an inspirational soul. I am here to uplift the downtrodden. I am here to motivate the demotivated souls, the lost souls. I am the lighthouse. I am the might house. I am the powerhouse. I move like an angelic being. People are trapped. They are in captivity. I am here to free them from their slavery. The slavery of body consciousness, the slavery of hunger and the slavery of taste, and slavery of sense pleasure and slavery of sense gratification. They do not know any other happiness other than the pleasure of the senses. I am here to show them a path. I am here to tell them of the new world. I am here to show them, to guide them, to inspire them, to uplift them, to pull them out from the quagmire of dullness, stagnation, sedation, and spiritual coma. They are lost. So when you create such elevated, lofty thoughts, automatically your thoughts, your emotions, everything gets aligned. You get free from all the inferiority complex. You get free from all the negativities. And Baba says, this is the best weapon to break body consciousness. This is not ego. This is not ego. But this is something pertaining to the soul. So moment I create an elevated thought, I am the master of this body. I have conquered myself. I am the master of my emotions. I am the master of my hunger and thirst and taste. I have, Maya has no dominion over me. I have freed myself from the servitude and I move in sovereignty. It's a journey. It's a reverse pilgrimage. Hajj. Reverse pilgrimage. From impure to pure. From beggar to king. From decline to divinity. So, the first is activate Soman. And how do we activate? By creating Soman as a first thought of morning. How do we activate Soman? By repeating it multiple times. How do we activate Soman? By writing it multiple times. How do we activate Soman? By speaking it multiple times. How do we activate Soman? By visualization. How do we activate Soman? By affirmations. How do we activate Soman? By churning that Soman. By thinking on that Soman. How do we activate Soman? By applying that Soman in practical life. If I am an elevated soul, how can I do such an unparliamentary act, a commonplace act? No, my acts are divine, my acts are dignified, my acts are full of royalty. I cannot speak untruth, I cannot hurt anyone. This is against me and my principles. So activate someone, find out methods to activate, to channelize. The Soman is lying dormant. It needs push. It needs fire. It needs activation. The second is thought filtering technique. Countless thoughts arise in the mind. But whom to give entry is in my hand. I am the deciding factor. I am the master. If there are 100 thoughts, I will decide which should enter. I am the watchman of my mind. I stand. I do not allow everyone to go inside. I am a strict watchman. I decide. I judge. I apply the 3 filter test. Is it true? Then allow. If it is untrue, get lost. Get out. If it is doing good to me, I will allow. Otherwise, get out. If it is negative, it is fearful. If it is waste, what I have to do about others? I have no business with others and what I know of them. Somebody comes and says, have you heard? This sister has been transferred. This brother has been kicked out of the department. Is it doing any good to me? No. Is it useful? No. Apply the triple filter test. And kick out all such useless, futile, worthless, unnecessary, disturbing, distracting thoughts. That is the second. The third is seen acceptance switch. This is a beautiful drama. Unexpected scene suddenly come. And I feel disturbed. Why this man is doing like this? Why this sister is doing like this? Why that brother is doing like this? So many questions arise in my... Why I am sick? Why this sudden illness? I am confused, always in two minds, always sitting on the... Always in dilemma. Always, there are people who are always confused. They were confused 10 years back, they are confused now. They had the same questions 5 years back, and even if you meet them now, they ask still the same question. How to make Amrit Vela powerful? How to make Sthiti stage constant acres? They have set up questions and they move around asking everyone the same questions, and they are least interested in answers. They are interested only in asking questions, because that gives them a feeling of happiness. Accept the scenes of this drama. In today's Avyakta Murli, Baba said, Maya will come, but know that this is a Mickey Mouse. You know who is Mickey Mouse? Mickey Mouse. Mouse with red shorts, big shoes and white gloves. That was a character created by Walt Disney in 1928. So Baba said, when you watch Mickey Mouse, you don't feel afraid. It is an entertainment for you. So new scenes of the drama, what are they? Mickey Mouse. Mickey Mouse have some friends and a nemesis, a rival also. And there is a constant fight between that Mickey Mouse and his rivals. But Mickey Mouse emerges victorious every time. The story of Mickey Mouse is the story of an insignificant fellow meeting unexpected challenges of life and yet emerging triumphant every time. So Baba said, these are Mickey Mouse cartoon show. Somebody comes and says something. Somebody comes and criticizes you. Somebody comes and disturbs you. Somebody comes and distracts you. Somebody comes and pulls your leg. somebody comes and opposes all this opposition and all this criticism and all this blame and all this calumny. What are they? They are the different scenes of cartoon show on the unlimited screen of this world. So Baba remembers Mickey Mouse, thanks to Walt Disney for creating this character. So enjoy the scenes of life. Resistance is unhappiness. Acceptance brings peace. I accept. People are like this. I accept. That is their part. I am not here to change them. I am not here to fight with them. I am not here to resist. I am here to move, to smoothly flow. I am a flowing river. My destination is not these villages. My destination is not this mountain. My destination is the ocean which is waiting for me. I need to go to jump into that ocean. The ocean is the love of my life. These people, these villagers, these cliffs, this sand, the desert is coming in the middle. I am a river and there is a desert. The desert is trying to drink me and destroy me. And yet, I find out my way. There is a mountain standing. I find out my way. Because my goal is not mountain, my goal is ocean. I am the river of life and I have to meet the ocean of life. I am the lover and the beloved is waiting for me. And I shall not stop unless and until I meet him. My goal is to dissolve in him. My goal is to merge in him. My goal is to mingle in him and become one with him. These distractions are nothing. I don't care. I care only about the goal. The fourth is Amrit Vela imprint method. The first hour of Amrit Vela is very powerful. If you want to do some decisions, take some decisions of life, the most important time is Amrit Vela. At Amrit Vela, mind is in the most receptive mode. It is programmable. You wake up and before you begin your Amrit Vela, that first hour, read something very elevating. Suppose you are working on diet, read about this food I have to eat only in that first hour. If you have to give a class, read about that topic in that first hour and it will go deep in the subconscious, very, very deep. Yesterday's Avyakta Murli, Sakar Murli, extremely powerful. Every line, Baba said, go within. And then see what happens. Introverted. So, this 1 hour is very powerful. Amrit Vela is an imprint method. If you want to do exercise and you are not doing, get up and first thing read about benefits of exercise. And then see what happens. The first hour of the day, 1 hour rule. Read about that, think about it, and then it will become practical. The last is Murli recall movements. This is very powerful. You read Murli, but then don't forget it. Keep on recalling it multiple times throughout the day. In today's Avyakta Murli, Baba said, blessing, Vardhan has been given to all, but only few fructify them. Phalibhut. Only few do that work. Otherwise everybody has been given slow blessing. God is one. He has given blessing to all. He loves all of them. And yet, not all are same. Some work hard on that blessing and make that blessing pragmatic. That is what is to be done. So keep on recalling Murli points. Take 4-5 points from the Murli and keep repeating them. Keep writing them multiple times. When you write, when you recall, when you think, The purpose is that points should get imprinted on the gray matters, on the subconscious mind. Because our subconscious mind is filled with body conscious hurts, body conscious relationships, body conscious memories, body conscious romance, body conscious everything. In today's Avyakta Murli, Baba said two things, Sampatti and Sambandh. Have everything from him, all relationships with him and all wealth from him. All the opulence flows from him. Even in Vardhan, Baba said, Hat Sat. Suppose there is some, you don't have anybody and somebody comes and makes you your support. A beggar is there on the street begging from last 30 years. He has nobody. He is paralyzed. And then one day somebody comes and says, hey, you come. I don't have any kid. I adopt you. And overnight, he becomes millionaire. He's a different person now. In the similar way, from copper age we became, this journey has made us bankrupt, poor. And then God suddenly comes, he holds the hands and picks up, come. He gives you a new name. He gives you new name, new house, new wealth, new everything. So the journey is totally reversed. 160 degree shift, a U-turn. So these are the five tricks. What are the five tricks? Now tell. They are no more here now. First, activate the Soman. How do we activate the Soman? By writing, by repeating, by visualizing, by affirmation, by thinking, by churning, by discussing, and by using that. In real life situation, you are feeling depressed. Suddenly you go to the interview, you fail. Now create the Soman. Remember the Soman. First is Soman activation. Second, filtering technique. Filter. Thoughts are coming, but I decide which will go inside and who will not go inside. So thought filtering technique. The third is, I accept these scenes. I know they are uncomfortable scenes. I want 10 people not to be there in my life. But they make it a point that they see me every day. I don't want one person to be around me, but that person makes it a point to come in front of me. So I have to accept the actors, the scenes, the situations. The next is Amrit Vela imprint. If you are not successful in anything, exercise, food, diet, weight loss, disease, illness, anything, or some sports, important thing is to work at Amrit Vela. Think about that point at Amrit Vela and it will become reality. And next, last is Murli recalls. What is Murli recall? Take small line from Murli. For example, from today's Murli, take any line. Sambandh, Sampatti, just picked up two lines. That's it. Hat Sat, just picked up two lines. And try to recall. Just picked up two random lines. Mickey Mouse, Maya. That's it. Santushta Mani, what are the factors to be a jewel of contentment? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Write down those 7-8 points on different page of paper. Keep that paper in the pocket. Go out, sit under a tree, open, read. And then throw away. And then go again and read and again rewrite. This is the way we imprint things on the brain. So Murli reading should not become a very dull, uninteresting task. It should become joy and interest. You pick up, extract, think. Again go, again come, again go, again come. Keep on going and coming to Murli. This is called Murli reactivation, Murli recall. Murli should become not a reading task, it should become a living task. We don't have to read Murli, we have to become Murli. Om Shanti.
हर अंधकार का दीपक
शिव मनाभ
हर चेतना में व्यापक
शिव मनाभ
हर बंधन से मुक्ति
शिव मनाभ
हर तृष्णा की तृप्ति
शिव मनाभ
हर पिंजरे का आकाश
शिव मनाभ
परीक्षा का साहस
शिव मनाभ
हर पल का सुहास
शिव मनाभ
हर घाव का मरहम
शिव मनाभ
हर दोष पर रहम
शिव मनाभ
हर मोह का विराग
शिव मनाभ
हर तप की आग
शिव मनाभ
हर बंधन से मुक्ति
शिव मनाभ
हर संकल्प की शक्ति
शिव मनाभ
हर भय का ताबीज
शिव मनाभ
हर जय का बीज
शिव मनाभ
हर हृदय का आश्रय
शिव मनाभ
हर कदम में निश्चय
शिव मनाभ
हर आंसू की मुस्कान
शिव मनाभ
हर दिल का गान
शिव मनाभ
हर अभाव की संपन्नता
शिव मनाभ
हर संघर्ष की सहजता हर पीड़ा की राहत
शिव मनाभ
हर ऊर्जा की आहट
शिव मनाभ
हर रोग का इलाज
शिव मनाभ
हर योग का ताज
शिव मनाभ
हर शब्द का सार थकान का विश्राम
शिव मनाभ
हर सीता का राम
शिव मनाभ
हर कंठ का जप
शिव मनाभ
अज पासा एक जप मन मनाभ हर लहर में शिव का गान मिटा देह का भार रोम रोम में बसा एक नाम शिव मनाभ शिव मनाभ।